Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Excited about the day before us, around us. We will go through the day experiencing wonder, loving the mysteries of life. What does life have in store for you today? Hopefully something good. I am basking in this beautiful sunrise that I have here on the farm. Blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. Everything that was in the sky that was garbage got blown out last night in the northeast by some pretty ferocious weather. You experienced Molly Page, the news sage down in Washington. You got a pretty good washout, would we say, in the most positive sense. I mean, a lot scared a lot of people and slowed down transportation to a crawl.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, actually, in quite a few states yesterday. But in Washington, D.C., Virginia, it came through with lightning and thunder and, again, pretty heavy downpours.
Yeah, we had some of that here in the northeast, but it really, isn't it, when it's all over, there are some people who say they love thunder and lightning. Scares the bejesus out of me. I don't like thunder. I don't like lightning. I think I got hit by lightning in a past life or something, but there's nothing about lightning that I find.
As long as you can crawl under a bed, I feel fine about it.
Right, that's what Charlotte and I used to do, is crawl under the bed.
Yeah.
Not much scared. Most dogs are scared by thunder. I don't know about lightning, but thunder. And I know a lot of adults who are, too. It's all a state of mind. It's not going to get you any more. The likelihood of you being killed by a bolt of lightning versus walking across the street is infinitesimal, but it's that image that somehow or other gets into your mind, and you gotta shake it to get it out. So that's when going into a meditative state is helpful, I find. Anyway, so it's a beautiful day. That's the point here. Let's make the best of it. Speaking of Boston, it's the final day of reckoning for the Boston Marathon bomber.
Dun, dun, dun.
The day set aside for impact statements from the victims, and then the judge sentences him. Jury already sentenced him to death. The only question is whether Mr. Tsarnaev may actually talk. And then the news media says, what will he say? The headlines in the Boston Globe and the Herald and some of the other local papers. What will Tsarnaev say? Who cares what he says?
The papers have to have something to print.
Well, of course they do, right. Like, we have to have something to talk about. Yeah. And thus, the continuing focus of the saga of the flag. Who's selling it? Who isn't selling it? Who's buying it? Who isn't buying it? Where is it flying? Where is it not flying? What's up? What's down, Molly?
So many questions.
Yes,
so many questions, Doug. All right. Well, first of all, the South Carolina legislature, voted overwhelmingly yesterday to debate removing the Confederate flag from its state house grounds. So they didn't vote on taking it down. They just voted to debate it. We vote to talk about it.
Yes.
And that's really what happened. Mm-hmm. So Lee Bright, a Republican, said that he would vote against removing it.
Really?
But in the House, the vote to take up the flag issue was 103-10.
See, this is one of those sticky political issues, and one of the great reasons why I don't focus on politics. Leave that to the later in the day programs with all this yelling and nasty and angry and who's going to be. There are a lot of people who are sort of baiting the audience into thinking that the focus on the Confederate flag and the fact that it may not have a place, in my mind, doesn't have a place in America in terms of some official position. If you want to have a flag in your house over your bedroom, if it makes making love better to your spouse or whoever it is that's in the bedroom with you, good, go for it. But
if they're imagining you're one of the Dukes of Hazzard,
whatever.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. But other than that, I think, and this has become sort of a symbol. So is the American flag the next? We're going to attack the American flag next, so
say. How does that even fit into one person's mind?
I don't know. Well,
that this means that.
Stir it up. All right, so what else do we have on this?
Okay, so there has been more action in Charleston. The board that governs the Citadel, the state's 173-year-old military academy, voted 9-3 to remove the Confederate Naval Jack from the campus chapel, saying that a Citadel graduate and the relatives of six employees were killed in the attacks on the church. Mm. And in Tennessee, political leaders from both parties said a bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate general and an early KKK leader, should be moved out of the state house. Then in Virginia, Governor Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, ordered that the Confederate flag no longer appear on license plates, and political leaders in Maryland, North Carolina, and Tennessee.
It's funny how everybody just jumps on the bandwagon. Why were these same people thinking about this stuff before?
It's time. I think a lot of people have been thinking about it. A lot of people have brought it up, pushed for it.
I've gotten some Molly, I've gotten some hate mail on previous occasions when I've talked about the Confederate flag. You Yankee, blah, blah, you know, that stuff that you get. And it's not, where is the country? Why are we not unified? And why do we not respect and pay attention to, as the symbol of the country, the American flag or the state flags? The Confederate flag has no place in public. And I was one of the people, I remember when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s, there was a big to-do. That was where it started, as a matter of fact, Christmas time, and whether you could have on public display the nativity scene, and if you did that, did you have to have something from the Jewish faith, and all this stuff. And I remember being horrified at all the attention that was paid to this, and then that whole idea sort of snowballed to the point where it's practically, all of these symbols of Christmas are practically non-existent anymore. Now, is it true that the nativity scene is pictures or portrays something that comes out of a religious experience, and therefore it has no place in the public grounds?
Yeah,
you can make that argument, and a convincing argument. The other side of it is, it's sort of part of a popular lore, and I think we've become, I say that you heard that sigh, we've become so focused on things that don't mean a lot. Why does that mean a lot to somebody? Or is it just a way of grinding up? There are a lot of symbols, and this is what I'm talking about. This is all about symbolism. And what the Confederate flag symbolizes is something that was a horrible, nasty part of America. Why would you want to still celebrate that, no matter whether the South lost or they didn't lose? What do you...
State Senator Paul Thurmond, he's a Republican, and he said that he would vote to remove the flag. I think what he has to say is really interesting, especially given who his father was, Strom Thurmond.
Mm-hmm.
He said our ancestors were literally fighting to keep human beings as slaves and to continue the unimaginable acts that occur when someone is held against their will.
Mm.
And he says, I'm proud of this heritage. He's the son of Strom Thurmond.
Proud of what heritage?
He's proud of his heritage. He's proud of the South, but not what the flag represents. Now, Strom Thurmond, former governor, United States senator, he was a segregationist candidate for president in 1948. Sure. So pretty much everybody knows Strom Thurmond's history, where he, how he voted, what he was for. But this is kind of an advancement. We see it now from a distance. When you're close up, you don't always see it. Years have gone by now. We see it from a distance. It's a new time. And, you know, why do people who were their ancestors held as slaves have to look at that on the state capitol?
Why ought there to be... Why is the need there? Is that the question you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, good question. Kenny, what do you have comment-wise from facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day?
Mary Lee says, no one is making the flag illegal or taking it away from individuals or even private groups that want to fly it in defiance.
Mm-hmm.
Free speech and its symbols, no matter how offensive, are still allowed. What the South Carolina governor is doing is just not having the flag fly officially as a symbol of South Carolina, and it's way past time for that to be retired.
How much of a part of this is NASCAR? Do we have Confederate flags on some of the cars that are in those races?
I don't know if they're in the races, but they're always featured in the crowds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crowd is a big Southern sport in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm. NASCAR? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, big stuff. All right, Ken, what else?
But since you brought up NASCAR, did you see that they are distancing themselves
yes.
from this too?
That's why I asked the question.
Flags.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron says it's sad 9 people had to die in order for South Carolina politicians to come to their senses.
But I said yesterday, and I want this to hopefully be what people hold, that this means these people did not die in vain, that there is something extraordinarily good coming out of their death. Not the right way you'd have thought that this could have changed without it, but with their deaths comes this debate, and perhaps it is a unifying event in our history, and also maybe it will just be that one last event that gets us to look at these crazy young white men who commit these acts and how to keep that from happening. What do we have to be looking for, if you will? It's 18 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsive.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 20 minutes after the hour. The video of the day today comes from the folks at Samsung. They're aiming to reduce road fatalities with a clear truck. This is a fascinating.
We saw
this yesterday, grabbed onto it. Richie says, you got to see this. And so then Kenny looked at it. I don't know if Molly, you saw it yesterday or not, but it's there today at DougSteffen.com. This truck has a rear-mounted screen to show cars the hazards that are in front of the truck. So if you are following this truck or these trucks, you're looking at the back of the truck, which actually shows you what's in front of the truck.
I did see it. I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, it takes you back a little bit when you look at it.
You wonder what it is.
Yeah.
What you're seeing.
What in the world are we seeing here?
Yeah, and now they're afraid that people are going to get confused and disoriented and crash.
Well, you know what? That also, I didn't think it was quite that negative, but I was thinking it could be construed as confusing. Yes, you're looking at the back of it, and you start watching the back of the truck instead of what you're doing, paying attention to your driving. Yeah, I could see that being, but still cool, even if you lose control, the car crashes in the back of the truck. All right, food for thought. What we specialize in on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Thank you.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All aboard! Right. All right. This is going to make you feel better.
Great song.
I promise. At some point, it's going to make you feel better. All right, this is one of those extreme music genres, heavy metal music, punk music. According to a study out today, you can read at DougSteffen.com, this kind of music may actually help calm your nerves. If you're angry and you listen to this, it'll make you less aggressive. This is sort of a contradictory notion, isn't it, huh? Study in the journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience, conducted at the University of Queensland, researchers asked 39 extreme music lovers to describe a frustrating situation involving relationships. What? There are frustrating situations in relationships? No.
Come on.
Where did this come from? To measure participants' emotions, researchers monitored their heart rates and asked them how they felt through the anger-inducing process. Some of the participants sat in silence for 10 minutes as if they were meditating. Others spent 10 minutes listening to the extreme song of their choice. Instead of increasing listeners' anger, the extreme music calmed them down. We found the music regulated sadness, enhanced positive emotions, said a student in the School of Psychology. The music helped them explore the full gamut of emotion they felt, also left them feeling more active and inspired. So this is calming, cool. Remind me when I'm going to bed the next time, having a hard time going to sleep, Kenny, to play some of this. I'm sure it'll put me right to sleep.
No doubt.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
All right, so that's the music story of the day. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program now with a focus on the late night monologue, starting with Conan going to Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
South Carolina and Mississippi are on the verge of taking down their state capitals, Confederate flags. Take them down. Politicians are weighing in. Senator John McCain is now saying he regrets not opposing the Confederate flag when he ran for president. McCain said, "I didn't oppose the Confederate flag because a lot of my school chums fought for the South during the Civil War."
Ohio Governor John Kasich is also thinking about running for president. And in case you're not that familiar with Kasich, here's a few clips of him that show what he's most focused on.
You know, I have to tell you, I remember working with Bono on debt forgiveness. In fact, Bono's in my book as somebody in the pop culture culture that we can really believe in.
My good friend Bono from the rock band U2, who set aside musical scores and concerts.
Somebody asked me if I would meet with the rock star Bono. You know that song? I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Spoken like a guy who met Bono one time and never stopped talking about it. Like, we get it! You met Bono! Yeah! According to a new poll, 65% of Americans do not consider Donald Trump to be a serious presidential candidate. 65%. That's nearly two out of his three wives.
There you go. All right, so Wendy Williams, on the more serious side of things, answering audience members' questions. I like to take a couple of clips from her programs and have the commentary sort of land on your head, and then you can think how much common sense is involved in this. For example, here she talks about this question that came from an audience member about their friend's weight and eating habits and whether you talk about them or not.
My friends, they're constantly complaining to me about their weight. You know, I have a big interest in nutrition. So anytime we're out to eat, you know, maybe I'll try to put a little input, a little side hint. They get super offended.
Okay.
And I don't know, should I keep my mouth shut? Should I help? I don't know what to do.
Because they ask you for your help,
right.
But they only want that help when they ask. They don't want it when you volunteer.
Right.
So, nope, keep your friends and let them figure out how to lose weight on their own.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's probably as good a piece of advice as you can find. There's nothing worse than talking to somebody about something like that. Never mind, just wait, but what's wrong with your face?
God, can you imagine going out to...
Your hair's a mess!
Yeah.
28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine. Coming right up, so after months of only fundraising, Jeb Bush has now explained the rationale of his candidacy. Were you convinced?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. So after months of only fundraising, Jeb Bush has now explained the rationale of his candidacy. Were you convinced?
The Bush name's a benefit to the donors who think, oh, this is a return to quote-unquote sanity in the Republican Party, because there's a lot of people who are scared of or have distaste for the Tea Party. But the Bush name is a bit of a debit for the average Republican or average conservative, at least, out there. But he does have strengths. He was a very conservative governor, very adept, one of the most successful Republican reformers in the country. He is a guy who has natural authority, but he is in the fight of his life.
But it is interesting in terms of this idea that he is the boardroom candidate. His main asset seems to have been or is that he can fundraise the hell out of things. Let's not forget, he had, as Rich said, the name is both a debit, but it's needed. And how he plays that game, that two-step game of both distancing himself, so it's not dynastic, but also keeping essentially around him are some of the same people who lied us into war.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, 33 minutes after the hour, Dutch Steffen's Good Day program, Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, following social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Help yourself to the comment line, which is 888-302-DOUG, as we work our way through. Yes, thank you.
You all right?
I am, as a matter of fact. I got new peanuts and cashews, and I was testing them out to make sure they were good.
Uh-oh.
So if anybody else tested them and we weren't sure whether they were good or not, I would have been the proof positive that they are A-okay.
You're supposed to dip those in chocolate before you eat them, though, if you're on the air. They slide down easier.
Is that what it is? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of things that slide around, Freddie Gray apparently slid around in the police van. Thus, the significance of the leaked story today, Molly.
The medical examiner has found that 25-year-old Freddie Gray suffered what is called a high-energy injury, most likely caused when the Baltimore police van he was riding in braked sharply. And that's according to the autopsy report that was obtained by the Baltimore Sun. It hasn't officially been released yet. High energy.
It's officially released now.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
It's annoying a few people in the case, actually.
Tough. TS, as they say.
So the report does say that Freddie Gray's death could not be ruled an accident and is instead a homicide because officers didn't follow safety procedures through acts of omission. In other words, they did not strap him in.
So if police officers don't do what they're supposed to do in any case, this is an example, probably extreme, but let's say police don't follow procedure in any number of ways, does that make them personally liable for whatever the consequences are? And if that's the case, then why would anybody, as Richie says often, become a police officer?
Well, I'm guessing here, but I would have to think it depends on what it is. If it's something very simple, then would they be? I know that in certain instances, police departments have been sued because handcuffs were too tight.
Yep.
And people who were arrested said that it caused them injuries.
When I was arrested, the handcuffs were too tight on me, and I protested bitterly before people knew, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, who I was. it shouldn't have made any difference who I was.
When they found out, did they make them tighter?
Very cute, Molly.
Thanks.
Yeah, all right. Keep going now. I'll keep my mouth shut. Yes.
Who is one of those lawyers, the kind of lawyers that you want to hate, who was arrested for something that he should have been arrested for, and he complained the handcuffs were too tight, and what they're supposed to do is loosen them a little bit, and they loosened them, and he complained again, and they loosened them again, and he then sued the police department claiming that he had damage, permanent damage, and can no longer play the guitar.
Yeah,
the judge threw it out.
I'm sure. Let's back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, was it Thursday or Friday of last week, when somebody in handcuffs in the back seat of a cruiser had
got out of them.
His or her hands were loose enough, his hands loose enough, so that he got out of them, and he had a gun that they hadn't taken away from him in the frisking procedure, and he used the gun to kill the police officer driving the car.
Right. Right. Now, I think he still had the handcuffs partially on, but he got them from behind his back to the front so that he had two guns, actually, that they didn't find on him when they arrested him. And
what kind of malfeasance is that? Yeah. How do you frisk somebody and not find not one, but two guns on his person?
That is a mystery.
That's a good question.
I don't know about a mystery as much as bad police work, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So do we have enough of the Freddie Gray thing?
That's what we know now. The state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, condemned the leak, of course, in a statement. Because she's working on the case. She wants to prosecute this, and, you know.
All right. So, Joyce Mitchell in the news and the focus again today. Apparently, she's very sweet. Not only did she bring hamburger meat in with tools in it, but apparently baked goods.
Yeah, she was very sweet to these two escaped prisoners, Richard Matt and David Sweat. She brought in baked goods and baked goods to other people at the prison to win favors for these inmates.
Mm-hmm.
And they went so far as to put the inmates in cells next to each other.
Sweet.
These are the reports that are coming in, asking a guard who she gave some baked goods to pass frozen hamburger meat to Matt, bypassing the correctional facility's metal detectors, and that's what had some of the instruments they used to break out.
Is hamburger generally high in iron content? Is it good?
Not this high.
No, probably not. And the hacksaw blade. This is like a bad movie. Hacksaw blades. I mean, who would be silly enough to think that someone would actually still try to get hacksaw blades into a prison cell?
In something other than a cake.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I bet a lot of people think about it now.
Hamburger helper.
Yeah. I think this would be a really good movie if you had the right cast.
Mm-hmm. Who should play?
Joyce
Mitchell?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because I want, if Paul Newman were still alive, I'd want Newman and Redford in everything.
Right. They could be the two bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then if that's the case, then Catherine, who was the woman in Raindrops on the Handle?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Kid. Yeah, but what was that actress's name?
You're right with Catherine. I can't think of the last name.
She was married to Sam Elliott for
aren't they still married?
I think they may still be married, yeah.
Yeah, gosh, she was beautiful, wasn't she?
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so she could be in it, too. Okay.
Yep. Okay, so next on the hit parade here, as I look through any number of things that are of import. Catherine Ross, thank you. Yes. Yeah, that's
sorry to interrupt, but that's good.
That's it. The United States does not negotiate with terrorists. You know that mantra, right?
Of course.
Right.
It may have contributed to the killings of a number of American hostages held by the ISIS people. And so now the country may be singing a different tune. Other countries have been known to pay some pretty hefty ransoms to get their citizens freed. The president today is going to release an order that allows the government to negotiate with terrorists. Who thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684. I think that would be a good Facebook question. Kenny, yes?
Sure.
Should we allow, be allowed, or should the government be allowed to negotiate with terrorists? How would that change things? Think about it for a moment. How would that change things if we negotiated for how many Americans have been killed by ISIS? a dozen that we know of, maybe people around the world, then would that be eliminated? Or are you just giving more? See, this is the moral question. Are you giving them more source material, and therefore they go longer and do more of this stuff? You think you negotiate with a terrorist and you give them $1 million for American, they're going to go try to find as many Americans as they can find.
Well, and that's been the reason not to.
Yeah.
Is that then they will capture and, you know, try and do the exchange for right. money. It gives them more of a reason to. But there have been times when people have paid the ransom and still not gotten their loved ones back.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. There is a really bizarre story that Molly has been following about this older woman who had a mummified fetus in her abdomen. It isn't so much that it's a mummified fetus, but it's how long it's been there.
I think it's both, really.
You do?
Yeah, even if a mummified fetus were in me for a couple of days, I'd cry foul on that.
I had a cow once that had a mummified calf in it, and she never had a calf again. The mummified fetus stayed in there for the rest of her life.
Well, just like this woman.
Apparently.
That's horrible, Doug.
Yeah, well, I
Why
get
did
it
you
out.
Get it out? Really?
No, you couldn't get it out without endangering the cow or to kill the cow.
Oh, that's what they're saying about this 92-year-old woman, Estela Melendez. She went to a hospital in Chile after she had a recent fall. She received some odd news. Doctors had discovered a calcified fetus in her womb that had been there for over a century.
And no, not a century, half a century.
Half a century. Oh, yeah.
Right. She's only 92.
My printer didn't print out the half,
okay,
but you're absolutely right. Thanks for the correction.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they took the x-ray. They said the fetus weighed about 4 pounds, and they said that it's just too dangerous to try and go in and get it.
Mm-hmm.
But she had some pain before, and doctors reportedly told her that she had had cancer and would die in 3 days, and they were unable to operate.
How many years ago was this? 50?
It didn't say exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they thought that this fetus was cancer, it mm-hmm. probably would present itself as some sort of a tumor. If you didn't look carefully
right.
at it.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't say how long ago they thought that was they thought it was cancer, but they said that she's too frail at 92 for them to do anything about it. So now she knows that this is in her, and she has to keep walking around.
How about you name it? What would you name it? Fred the fetus? How's that?
I don't know, Kenny. What do you have?
Fred the fetus.
You know, nobody has ever asked me.
Is this a male or a female fetus?
An old calcified fetus.
What about, is this male or female, or does anybody really know? At that point, you can't really tell whether it's a boy or a girl, right?
No, I have no information on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just speculate? Let your hair hang down.
Really?
And speculate a little. Yeah, come out of your isolation booth and go for it.
I can't.
Ah.
I cannot report things that I have no facts
on. I'm not suggesting you report on it. Just make it up.
Really?
It's only if you're going to be 50% right. And
okay. I'm going to say it's a male, and I'm going to call it Claudio.
Claudio. All right.
Claudio.
Yeah, I would have called it Cletus.
Oh, Cletus is good, too. The fossilized fetus.
Cletus the fetus.
I can't. I That's really good. Was doubtful about this story until you told me about the cow.
Cletus the fetus. 14, 16 before the hour. Do you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family? Of course you do. Cedarside, C-E-D-A-R-C-I-D-E. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Fixing this problem is what you want to do at this time of year. Cedarside.com, that website, explains what they have. They're the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home, must-have for your family. It harnesses the power of cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that will kill and or repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more really ugly stuff that you may have around your home. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn insect-free and chemical-free. So again, my advice, Go to cedarside.com and look at all the things you can order online right there. Matter of fact, use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, and Cedarside will ship the product that you have free. That's because of the deal they made with me, so you can thank me for that and them for their great product. If you want to call them and order that way, it's fine too. 800-842-1464. You're using Mother Nature, the natural way to fight other things in Mother Nature that you don't want around your home. You're entitled to that. Who wants mosquitoes and bugs and ticks and mites around? You don't want that. So call 800-842-1464 to order the Cedarside product, or go to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug for free shipping.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
With liquid laundry packets gaining in popularity, there is an emerging health risk in the home that is important for parents to hear. Laundry packets have prompted more than 33,000 calls to poison control centers since they were introduced to the market in 2012. Children most likely to get into laundry packets are 1 and 2 year olds. President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
Liquid laundry packets are a convenient, concentrated, single packet of detergent designed to dissolve in water. We want to remind parents of the importance of keeping them out of the reach and hands of little ones who tend to discover the world by putting everything into their mouths.
Safe Kids is teaming up with Tyne and Gain to remind parents to store laundry packets up and away from kids, to keep the packets in their original container and keep the container closed. And if a child gets into them, call the poison help number immediately, 1-800-222-1222. For more information, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verdi reporting.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
First full week of summer on the Good Day program, 11 minutes before the hour. We have Molly and Kenny and me at your service, and I am now going to tell you a good story about a police officer. Please take note, Doug has a good story about a policeman named Nick Struck. He was handed a weeping toddler at a crash site in Brighton, Colorado. She was soaked in gasoline.
Oh, my gosh.
And at that time, he thought about his 2-year-old daughter, and his being a parent kicked in. So he started singing lullabies to this young girl. Somebody took a picture of it, and now you can see this. It's pretty heavy all around the internet. Family's SUV upside down in a field. You can see that in the picture, too. The police officer holding this young girl on his hip points at something outside of the frame in the picture. The child holds its fingers of one hand in her mouth and clings to his shoulder with the other. So as this is all over social networking, I thought it would be nice for us to just point out that this is a cool thing as much as we... It is, frankly, what you would expect or what ought to happen, but not everybody has a fatherly instinct. Not every man does, any more than every woman has a motherly instinct. But he was trying to keep her from watching what was going on behind her with the family in the car. to adults for children thrown from the car during the crash. None of the occupants was properly restrained. Nobody in the car had on seatbelts. So, but a good story about that's
that
good. Just plain good. 51 after.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with ExtendoVite. 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time now. Greg Stebbin is on assignment, so as much credibility as I can muster here. I'll probably ask for some help from Kenny. First thing up in a moment, how Google wants to save you from yourself. So stand by for that as we get into Tech Talk here on Good Day.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so Gmail is rolling out a popular feature that's been testing for a couple of years, undo send. It delays sending an email for 5 to 30 seconds in case you have second thoughts. Yes, that would be me with most of the things that I send. It depends on what you're reacting to. If you're acting versus reacting, it's the reactive email that you need to think about, right? Not the active stuff that you're putting something up, but reacting. Do we need to know even how technically? Was you hit a button that saves it, or what do you do, Kenny?
Well, first of all, this isn't Google's new email thing that's called Inbox, which is not exactly the same as Gmail. If you don't already have this, if you go to google.com/inbox, you can get it. It's a free email service like Gmail, very similar to that. But one of the features that it has is called Undo Send. And after you've sent an email, if you went, whoops, I didn't mean to reply all or whatever, you can click that. But you only have 30 seconds.
Wouldn't that be better if it was... So it would automatically send it after 30 seconds? So is that the thing? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's an app, right?
It's one of the choices you have in the inbox email system. It's one of the features. Okay. It's not ready for the mobile. Email yet.
Got it.
But if you're on the web, online, on your computer, and you reply all or something, and then you realize whatever you sent.
So within 30 seconds, you can hit delete or you hit this button.
You hit this button, and it doesn't send it. So it seems like it just takes your email and puts it into a holding thing for 30 seconds.
Right.
So you can. You sure you want to send that?
Mm-hmm. Why is it you don't notice things until after you hit the send button?
Ah, my God, right. Yes.
Mike, just things you've missed.
Reply to everyone?
Yes, reply to everyone, or you misspelled something, or just something that you read it four times, and then you hit send, and then you see it.
Yeah. Google adding a new e-commerce strategy to YouTube, tailoring product ads to individuals based on the videos they view. I didn't think that was new. I thought they'd been doing that all along. It's called True View.
Yeah. They're just enhancing that now.
They'll bill $5 billion in advertising next year. Google.
Wow.
$5 billion. How much of that should come to the Doug Stephan Good Day program? Want to investigate that? Let's do a little research. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. Stolen Apple Watches already. Big problem.
Didn't take long.
No. Thieves. Is this something that happens? Are these some of the people who are good at sleight of hand? Depending on where you go in the world, there are some really good pickpockets in various countries. Northern Italy, Milano, and Genoa are great for pickpockets. But how do you get somebody's... I've often watched this in the movies. You see how some clever spy walks by somebody and takes their watch away. But in general, how do you do that unless you chop somebody's arm off, or their hand off, get rid of it? Right? Isn't that... How else do you steal somebody's watch?
You can find out on YouTube.
They can?
No, but you can if you YouTube it. All of us will show you how.
Oh! Why don't you investigate that? Very good, Nora. Yeah, the investigative reporter you are. See how people steal these watches.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.